Shall we pray? Jesus, today we pause to remember your sacrificial love that shone light into the darkness, that bore life from such emptiness, that revealed hope out of devastation, that spoke truth through incrimination, that released freedom in spite of imprisonment and brought us forgiveness instead of punishment. Thank you that we can now walk in the light of your life. Hope, truth, freedom, and forgiveness this day and every day. Amen. This evening, please walk with us now as we take the path that Jesus took for the salvation of our souls.
Down the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear away the street, but the crowd pressed in to see a man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating. There were stripes upon his back. He wore a crown of thorns upon his head. And he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, call the way of suffering. Like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose that walk to take out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. Down the Via Dolorosa, call the way of suffering. Like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk the road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way.
It was the night of Passover. Jesus and his disciples gathered in the upper room to observe the Passover meal. The disciples were encouraged by the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. But Jesus knew what was to happen and tried to prepare his disciples. As they were eating, he took the bread and broke it and said, "This is my body which will be broken for you." When they finished eating the bread, he took the cup containing the wine, saying, "This is my blood, which will be shed for you." Let us receive communion this evening with a heart that is broken and ready to receive the blessing of the Lord.
Thank you.
Later that evening, Jesus, being very troubled, went into the garden to pray. As he prayed, his closest friends, Peter, James, and John, lay sleeping. Suddenly, a large crowd of soldiers arrived to arrest him. His disciple, Judas, approached Jesus in front of the soldiers and gave him a kiss. Jesus made no attempt to resist. Throughout that long night, Jesus was dragged from one illegal trial to another, first before Pilate and then in front of Herod. Herod's soldiers put an elegant robe on him, mocking him, but Herod sent him back to Pilate.
They bound Jesus and led him away to be handed over to Pilate. Then Judas, who had betrayed him, seeing that Jesus had been condemned, began to regret his action deeply. He took the 30 pieces of silver back to the chief priest and elders and said, "I did wrong to deliver up an innocent man." They retorted, "What is that to us? It is your affair." So Jesus flung the money into the temple and left. he went off and hanged himself. The chief priest picked up the silver, observing, "It is not right to deposit this in the temple treasury, since it is blood money." After consultation, they used it to buy the potter's field as a cemetery for foreigners. That is why that field, even today, is called Blood Field. On that occasion, what was said through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. They took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of a man with a price on his head, a price set by the Israelites, and they paid it for the potter's field just as the Lord commanded. Jesus was arraigned before a Pilate who questioned him, "Are you the King of Jews?" Jesus responded, "As you say."
Trying to satisfy the mob, Pilate had Jesus beaten. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns for his head and placed a purple robe on his shoulders. Then they beat him, slapped him, and spat on him. Pilate could find no fault with this man, so he brought Jesus before the crowd so they could pronounce his sentence. But the crowd shouted, "Crucify! Crucify him! Crucify him!" From Matthew, Pilate's soldiers took Jesus inside the praetorium and collected the whole cohort around him. They stripped off his clothes and wrapped him in a scarlet military cloak. Wearing a crown of thorns, they fixed it on his head and stuck a reed in his right hand. Then they began to mock him by dropping on their knees before him, saying, "All hail, King of the Jews." They also spat at him. Afterwards, they took hold of the reed and kept striking him on the head. Finally, when they had finished making a fool of him, they stripped him of the cloak, dressed him in his own clothes, and led him off to crucifixion. Jesus permitted himself to be stripped of his garments on Calvary in order to teach us to renounce our own will when it is not in conformance with the will of the Father. He wants us to strip ourselves of earthly affections and all love of things of this world so that we may clothe ourselves in his virtues. Most fortunate is the soul who walks by the way of Calvary, following Jesus, our Redeemer. For if we suffer with Christ now, with Christ we shall reign in the glory of the Father. Again from Matthew. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, this is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he tasted it, he would not drink. And then they crucified him, divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.
Matthew 27:45-46. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness all over the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus died to give us life. All creatures are in sorrow. The sun is darkened. The earth trembles. The rocks split. The veil of the temple covering the Holy of Holies is torn. For some, only hearts remain harder than rock. Let the death of Jesus break open our hearts to that we may quench our sorrow and save us from our sins. The candles on the altar tonight represent the seven last words of Christ as he hung from the cross. He was the light of the world, but each time he spoke, a little more of that light was gone from his body. Two men, both criminals, were led with him to be executed. They were placed one on his right and the other on his left. And from the cross, Jesus spoke, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23:34. From his cross, one of the criminals said to Jesus, Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. Luke 23:43.
Oh.
imagine the heartache that Mary, his mother, must have felt as she stood in the crowd near the cross of Jesus. And from the cross, Jesus spoke to her, saying, "Woman, behold your son."
Ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
Thank you.
completed so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Jesus said, "I thirst." The soldiers, hearing his request, soaked a sponge in vinegar and lifted it to Jesus' lips. And Jesus uttered, "It is finished." One last time, Jesus spoke from the cross, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit."
Last time, Jesus spoke from the cross, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Luke 23:46. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.